Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Nida. We are in the sixth parak Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, and our Mishnayos continue with the discussion of certain things that where the rules do not parallel. So, Kol Matame Midras Matame Tamei Meis. Generally speaking, something that is non-food can contract tuma unless it has a base kibul. But our Mishnah tells us any object that contracts tumas midras, tumah whose primary function is to serve as a place to sit or to recline, it can contract tumas midras. So the Mishnah says that anything that can get this tumas midras can also become tamei meis. But yesh mitamei tumas meis v'eino mitamei midras. Certain things can contract a tumas meis, a corpse tumah, but can't contract tumas midras. So, for instance, the example would be that something that's primarily not supposed to be used for sitting or reclining, and in that situation, such a thing is not going to be able to be mitamei tumas meis, but it's still a kli, and as a result, it's still going to be able to become tamei meis. We have different types of courts. There are courts that judge monetary cases. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin, Dine Mamanos Bishlosha. And then there are issues that decide, courts that decide capital cases. Those are decided in a Beis Din of 23. If somebody is able to be a judge on a Beis Din on 23 in a capital case, so certainly he's able to serve as a judge on a monetary case. But not everyone who's able to be a judge for a monetary case is able to be a dayan, is able to be a dayan in a capital case. A mamzer would be a classic example. The Gemara also adds a ger. These individuals are able to judge dine mamonos, but in terms of dine nefashos, for various reasons, they are not able to judge dine nefashos. Call a kasha ladun, kasha lahayid. It should just be pointed out that somebody who's able to go ahead and judge certainly is a kosher witness to be able to testify. B'yesha kasha lahayid, v'eino kasha ladun. Some people can testify, but they can't judge. Somebody's a suma achas, a suma be'echad me'ena. If a person is blind in one eye, according to a mayor, such a person is not allowed to be a dayan. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir, and they say that just like a Gemar Din is able to be done at night, so too a Suma Bachas Meinav is able to judge in that situation. So there, the issue is limited only according to Rav Meir, the distinction, but not according to the Chachamim. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day and a Gemar Chasima Tovah.